Hello.
Hi, my name is Percy and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. And today I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So do you or does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Do you happen to be 18 years old or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yeah. How long is this survey?
It is less than 10 minutes long. It goes by pretty fast, actually.
That's pretty long.
well, we can make it go faster if we just, like, kind of answer the questions directly. So I know it's a long way off, but what would you say the chances that you're going to vote in the November general elections for president and Congress?
Yes, absolutely.
You're
going
to definitely vote?
Definitely, yes.
All right. Would you mind sharing your age?
62.
Thank you. To be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
White, I thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
That's a really bad question. That's a really bad question. I can't answer it.
All right.
I like the current administration. They're going in the right direction.
All right. So would you say you're satisfied then?
I guess so.
All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you a list of some different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their members of Congress to be most focused on. And for each, I would like if you could rate it on a scale of a 0 to 10, based on how important of an issue is for you, and to make sure that Congress is really focused on solving this. You can use a 0 if you don't think it's important at all. A 5 is somewhat important, and a 10 is like the most important. And you can use any number between 0 to 10. So the first one is raising taxes on big and wealthy corporations.
And I'm supposed to say whether that's good or bad?
No, you're supposed to rate it on a scale of 0 to 10 based on how important of an issue you believe it to be.
I see. I see. I would say it's a 2.
Protecting abortion rights.
It's a 10.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
5.
Cracking down on illegal drugs.
A 2.
Protecting democracy and our voting rights.
10.
Funding for mental health services.
10.
Lowering rent.
8.
Improving K-12 education.
8.
All right, thank you. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations where a 0 would basically mean you don't like them, you have like very unfavorable feelings towards them. 100 would mean the opposite, that you have very warm and favorable feelings towards them, and a 50 would be neutral. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can also mention that. And the first person is Joe Biden.
100 in favor.
Janelle Bynum.
I would say 80.
Donald Trump.
0.
Republicans in Congress.
0.
J.D. Vance.
0.
McDonald's.
Not sure who that is.
Oh, I believe it's the, like fast food chain restaurant. If I'm being
oh, really?
That's I believe so, meant? Yeah.
Like a 2.
Okay.
I don't know.
Right. Kamala Harris?
100.
Tina Kotek, or Kotek?
Oh, I would say 70.
Lori Chavez de Reamer?
0.
Democrats in Congress?
100.
All right, thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but if elections for president were held today, for who would you be voting for, considering that Joe Biden has stepped down?
Harris.
All right, thank you. So I know it's like a long way off again, but if elections for Congress were held today, for who would you vote for? For Lori Chavez de Reamer or Janelle Bynum?
Bynum.
Even though you're not supporting Lori Chavez de Reamer now, what would you say the chances of you supporting her for the Congress in 2024, like elections?
Never. Zero. Never.
All right. Do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve. Strongly.
All right. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Lori Chavez Dreamer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Disapprove. Strongly.
All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you two statements about the two candidates running for Congress. And the first one is, the mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez Dreamer, led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to child care. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. And number two, serving in the state house since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. A working mother and local business owner, she is living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. So based on those statements, for who would you want to vote for?
Bynum.
All right. Thank you. So what specifically has stuck out most to you about Janelle Bynum?
She's a Democrat, and I don't like Dreamer. I've tried to schedule meetings with her, and she would not even take a meeting.
That's possible. I didn't know it was like possible to schedule meetings with like political people.
I was, it is. I was lobbying for brain cancer, which my daughter has, and they wouldn't even take a meeting for the last 2 years with me. So, yep.
Oh, so sorry to hear that. All right, so now I'm going to read you a few statements that people have made about some of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Janelle Bynum. All right, so if you could rate these statements on a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 being this statement is not a convincing reason at all to want to support Janelle Bynum for Congress, a 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and a 10 means it's very convincing. So the first one is, Janelle Bynum believes hard work should pay off, but people can't afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profits onto workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair share. She will prioritize legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable child care to help keep more money in working people's pockets so that we can get ahead.
Convincing.
A 10, then? Very convincing?
Very convincing.
All right. Janelle Bynum says we need public schools. All right, thank you. Janelle Bynum says we need public schools we can be proud of. And as a daughter of teachers and a mother of four, she has been a champion for her students and our schools. She's fought for the Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for her children's education and opportunities.
0. She won't do that.
All right. For too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember what you're working for and who you're representing. As a mom and as a small business owner and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something can't be done to fix where we are today, and she won't stop working to deliver the changes our community needs.
A 10. Convincing.
Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. We need a strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda, and Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help vote the House of Representatives to Democrats so that they can act as a check on MAGA extremists. The stakes in this election are too high to risk a Republican majority supporting a Trump administration.
Yes, strongly agree.
All right, thank you. So would that be a 10 as well? Very convincing.
Yes.
All right. So based on those statements, for who do you want to vote for?
Bynum.
So now I'm going
to you're asking? Bynum? Mm-hmm.
Yes. So now I'm going to raise some doubts and concerns that some people have raised about Lori Chavez Dreamer. And if you could please rate these statements based on how much troubles you about supporting her for Congress. If this troubles you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all. So the first one is, Lori Chavez sold herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win in a district that doesn't tolerate extremists, but her voting record shows that she's not different at all. Rather than to help us, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done much to tackle inflation or housing costs. She knew what she needed to do to win, then got to Washington and towed the party line.
Yes, that's all true. Strongly agree.
Oh, all right. So would you say this troubles you a great deal then?
Yes, a great deal. That's exactly what she said.
All right, thank you. So, and then the last one. Lori Chavez Dreamer is an out-of-touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and had taxpayers foot the bill from limos to luxuries, trips, and to golf. She spent her time in her multimillion dollar home in Arizona and at parties in D.C., while people from Oregon deal with rising costs. Lori is more concerned with funding her love cell and making sure people from Oregon can make it to their next paycheck.
Yeah, strongly agree. Yeah.
A great deal as well?
Yeah.
All right. So based on those statements, for who would you want to vote for?
The other one, the Democrat.
Janelle Bynum?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. So we're almost done. There's only like four questions left. So I just want to thank you so much for your time this far. So what is the last year of school you have completed?
I have 15 years of education. I have a Juris Doctorate. I'm a lawyer.
All right. Congratulations. That's so cool. So what is your marital status?
I'm married.
Married? All right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
All right. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
All right. And last question. In the 2020 presidential elections, for whom did you vote for?
Biden.
Biden. All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. I truly do appreciate it. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
All right.
You
thank
too.
You. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.